Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Cheesedays and Embies, and what do I normally say? Hello, boys, girls, and Embies, and welcome back to the two judgiest places in the world. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And
Ricky.
And my name's Christian.
And we are
the
COVID positive.
It's at least two, the three of us.
It's the oops all sick episode of the judges.
If we had to guess who the super spreader in the judges was, who do we...
It's this guy.
I would have guessed it was Josh. Josh, who do you think would have been the super spreader?
I don't leave my house, man.
I don't leave my house either, so...
Well, maybe get popular like me, losers, dweebs.
I don't know, you do have a kid, and kids are germ factories.
Not when they don't meet other kids.
He made COVID. He's a fucking.
He made COVID.
He's already a bio. He's a bioterrorist already. He's very smart. He's just using it for the wrong things.
A little bit of a prodigy, that one.
Circle Jurge up top is the Circle Jurge is just us that we're sick. That's the Circle Jurge.
Yeah,
we're sick as shit.
I'm on the mend. I feel so much better though today. Like, other than my voice, I do sound like Marge Simpson, so you will be hearing a couple you'll hear a couple of those tonight, but what's the sister's names,
Thelma
and Louise,
Patty.
Yeah,
obviously I knew it wasn't Louise, but you know,
obviously we're Simpson diehards in here.
Yeah, and anyway, what was I saying?
That you're feeling better.
Oh, homie. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling like so much better, you guys. Like, I know I don't sound like I feel better, but I even sound better than I did 2 days ago.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'm going deaf and I couldn't hear for an entire day straight.
It's what? Been rough.
Exactly.
I hate that joke.
Erica's brought to my attention that my hearing issue's gone from a tee hee issue to an issue. So
it's progressed.
I'm legit getting worried.
Our one listener named Homer is gonna be really psyched that you hit him with a hey homie.
I'm not gonna do it now.
So because we're sick, I do need to address the person who sent us cookies before sent us cookies again. Okay, they were Christmas cookies, and they wrote on the box and it said, "Open. This has food in it."
Yes.
Now, they're Christmas cookies. I don't know what date. I didn't check the data when it came in. But I didn't get them until January 19th. So
we went to the P.O. box 2 weeks ago.
So when I looked at the thing, it was like, hey, you better pick this up or else we're going to ship it back. And we only got it on the 17th. And it was already being like, we're going to ship it back if you don't get it in the next 3 days.
I was going to say, I had to go get my birth certificate. And for reasons undisclosed here, I'm fleeing the country, guys. But we stopped at the P.O. box for that, and there was nothing there. So when the heck did these cookies come in?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we had two notes in there that were from two different packages that were like, you got to pick this up or it's going back. And then there was one thing in there that I had to pay $1.08 for. I mean, the judges did, because the postage wasn't, like, they didn't send it with enough postage, which is like, how did it make it to me? You're gonna ship it back because it didn't have enough postage, and why am I paying the postage for it?
That's so weird. I've never heard of that
before. I don't understand how mailing stuff works.
Well, especially because I tried, Aurora and I tried to mail out two things. They were exactly the same package, and we thought we bought prepaid envelopes, so we put them in the thing. They got sent back to us, and they were like, postage marked due this many. So we put the amount of stamps on there that we needed. Exactly two identical packages. One got sent back to us saying needs more postage, but it still had the same price. So we put an extra stamp on it, and then they took it. I don't get it, is the thing.
Well, that other package, they're going to be asking for money at the door.
Maybe.
They're gonna be knocking and say, you owe the government a 57 cents right now, buddy.
Maybe.
58 cents?
Yep. And a half.
58 and a half? What does that mean?
Yep. You figure it out.
Okay. So because we're sick as shit, mainly Richard, I guess. I've just been sleepy, you know? Really tired.
Try having a kid, Joshua.
Well, you don't get to have a kid and then use that as I'm tired excuse. That's not fair to me.
What's up?
What'd you say?
Oh, was I talking? Wait, what did you say?
Try living your best life and then tell me how tired you are.
Oh, then what did I say?
I didn't hear what you said. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, shit, yeah. I don't remember where I was going with that.
Try having friends that have a kid. It takes a toll on you.
It does. Scheduling is a little bit of a hassle nowadays.
Oh, speaking of, also, if you see me like stare off into the distance for a second and focus, it's because I'm listening for the baby. Because he is asleep. And you need to make sure that he's asleep. So if you see me do a mad dash.
Unfortunately, Josh, that means none of your signature huge jokes. Those real belly, gut buster ones. Don't do those tonight. We got a sleeping baby down the hall.
I'll try, but I'm not going to promise that these stories aren't great, because we don't just tell gut busters on this podcast. We also podcast on this podcast. One of the tales is me going online and finding silly little stories, and I did it this time. And by I mean I went through the emails, clickety clackety, clickety clackety, Christian style.
I don't know how well that'll pick up over horrible interface.
And I freaking got ones from our listeners because they're amazing. So this one is from someone named Gray.
Your cat?
Thanks for the email, Gray.
Not my cat. I don't want to say your full name, but I'll say it and then bleep it because the name is Gray.
Okay.
Which is, you know, a penis joke.
So, zombie dick, yeah.
You guys ready? Oh, I think I forgot to mention it again. COVID brain's already taking a toll on us. Because we're sick, I'm just reading a shit ton of stories.
We love that.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
We're putting in minimal hour energy into this episode.
Sounds great.
And by that, I mean, I'm going to need a word from...
You're absolutely amazing.
I'm going to need a word from...
This is the episode where we talk over Josh.
It's so much easier to do virtually.
Well, what's great is that I definitely have the most energy out of the three of us right now, so I can take it. I can freaking hang with it.
Hey, I don't know about that. Like I said, I just sound bad. I am on the up.
What's 17 times 4?
I wouldn't have known that before I was sick.
That's how I know you're good, Ricky. Making sure the COVID didn't like make you good at math or something.
Hell yeah.
It rewired my brain. I'm all good at math and shit. It fucking sucks.
I wish.
Have you guys seen the recent hoax stuff about this huge thing about people just like faking that they got tremors after getting the vaccine?
Like we're fucking a year and a half into vaccinations and you're going to post a video of after one vaccine?
Well, they've been dealing with it for a year. It's just slightly getting better now. Now they feel comfortable enough of taking a video and posting it online.
No.
You know what? Fuck it. We're doing this all. This is a weird episode of Do Not Order. First up, listener submission. Here's a listener submitted sound. You can send one at judgespod@gmail.com. Label it listener submitted sound. This is from Heather.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lords and ladies of piss. Hip hip. Huzzah!
That, of course, that was Heather, Stacy, Momo, and Salatar at the Bristol Renaissance Fair last year, and then we met all of them in person. So
hey, we met them at the Piss Baby meetup, and it was amazing. We had a blast.
And we'll talk about that next week so we can show off all the cool stuff we got.
And we didn't get sick.
We didn't get sick. So here's a listener-submitted story from Allison, 21, female, she, her pronoun. I told you I'm changing it up because today I fricked up by getting my vaccine. I know the title sounds very Republican of me, but hear me out.
It does. Hey, good call, because it did. It sent up some red flags for me.
I am judging you so far. I might change my mind, but...
About 2 to 3 years ago, I was working full-time as an infant teacher at a daycare. Even though I was fully masked the entire time, I decided it was best for me and the children in my care to get the COVID vaccine once it was available to me. As soon as I was eligible, I signed up right away. A week later, I found myself at my local Rite Aid. Usually, this Rite Aid only has like 3 people in it at all times. However, it was unusually busy that day, and I found myself...
Is that like a CVS?
Like a CVS, I believe.
Okay. I found myself waiting for the pharmacist to come out and give me my shot. This is where things go south. The longer I sat and waited for this poor pharmacist to get out of the weeds enough to vaccinate me, the longer I had to think about how scared of needles I am. I inevitably threw myself into a panic attack, and right as I started to calm down, the pharmacist comes out.
That sounds like perfect timing.
I'm all for LGBTQ rights and visibility. Maybe don't come out to patients while you're on the clock.
Boo.
That's on the signature gut busters.
I know you told me not to tell a gust buster, but I had to. She asks if I'm ready, and to avoid another panic attack, I say yes and give her my arm. It was almost in slow motion how this needle stuck me, and the second it was over, my stomach dropped. Then I started having tremors for 2 to 3 years. This beautiful and amazing soul of a pharmacist is telling me all of the possible side effects and that I need to hang on for around 10 to 15 minutes to make sure I don't have any adverse reactions. But as she's telling me all this important information, I cut her off. I feel cold and pale, and there's tears welling in my eyes. "Do you have a bathroom?" I interrupt. I know the answer is no. I've been hungover in this very Rite Aid plenty of times. The pharmacist looks at me and tells me, "I'm so sorry, we don't." My body is starting to double over to avoid an accident. "Do you have an employee one or anything I can use? I can't wait the 15 minutes. She sighs and thankfully leads me to the employee restroom. I hurry up and lock the door. This is the gross part. I am so sorry, Ricky.
Quick, Ricky, we need to lift that mic up. We know where levels are low tonight.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry.
Have you been saying something this whole time?
No, yeah, but...
I've been talking shit to you about you this whole entire time.
No, I have our board cranked all the way up, and I still am putting out very low volumes.
Are you talking about onto Riverside?
Riverside and Audacity. I was testing it out.
How about now? Do I sound better now?
You're louder on Riverside than Joe is, so...
Hell yeah.
You hear that, Joe? You fucking suck.
Hey, so, fridge this. Don't frigid about this.
So, Erica, I guess Allison doesn't think you can handle this story. I think Allison
is attacking. Fuck you, Allison.
Yeah. Fuck you, Allison. I yank down my pants, and as I sit down, shit streams out of my ass and all down the back and seat of the toilet and the floor. Thankfully.
Did she not even get to the toilet?
As she was sitting, it was coming out.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. So, like... It just, you know, projectile shit on the back of the toilet and then down onto the floor.
Oh my gosh. That sounds fucking awful.
Thankfully, they had a shelf of cleaning products since it was a staff only restroom. So I grabbed the scrubbing bubbles. They do all the work so you don't have to. And 1-ply toilet paper and attempt to clean it up. As soon as my hand makes contact with the thin, wet, shitty toilet paper, I start to gag. I don't want to put my face up in the toilet since it's covered in shit, so I go for the sink. I threw up in the sink. But, unfortunately, I had just eaten.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
My vomit won't go down the drain, so I resort to the employee-only plunger to make this gross mess go down the sink. After the hardest... Employee-only plunger is a funny... No, we do have a bathroom, but the plunger is for employees only. After the hardest 5 minutes of my life, privileged, most of the puke goes down and I can resort to cleaning. After 20 excruciating minutes, I somehow managed to clean up. As I exit the bathroom, the pharmacist stops me and asks if I'm feeling any adverse side effects. I obviously say, no, I feel great. Thank you so much for everything. And I leave. I went home and took the longest shower ever. Some say. Still in the shower to this very day.
I was going to say, do you think we got a hard number on that? Because I know a couple boys that like beating records, so.
I still go to that Rite Aid every month to pick up my meds and wonder if the pharmacist knows what havoc I wreaked on the employee-only bathroom.
They do.
I got cameras in there. I'm just kidding. I fucking hope not.
I am now fully vaxxed and boosted. Only did the shit thing that once. There we go. I definitely don't regret it and recommend that anyone listening who isn't vaxxed, please do their part and get vaxxed.
Absolutely.
P.S. I had a dream that I was a guest in the podcast and Josh farted so hard that everyone threw up. I do.
Yeah. Guys, that's happened so many times. We just have to cut it out. It's not good for audio only.
It's not that I farted and it smelled so bad. It's that I strained so much that everybody else was disgusted by it. It was such a hard fart. This is unrelated to the story. I just commented once on Josh's TikTok at Hosh J. Smith on TikTok, and he didn't acknowledge it.
Wow.
Well, what maybe happened, Allison, is sometimes when you leave a comment on TikTok, it shows that you posted it, but other people can't see it. That way.
Yeah, no, tell them that.
That way, like.
You're probably shadow banned. You should probably look into it. You're shadow banned. That's why I didn't see it.
I mean, maybe it's just because, like, you are so popular on TikTok that, like, and you just get, like, so many comments that you can't read all of them.
That's true. That is very true, Erica. Thank you for gassing your boy up.
That's what friends are for.
True. Okay. Now we can go back to Gray. With a Reddit story. Am I the freaking piece of shit over here about it? Am I the asshole for canceling my daughter's therapy because she has bad grades?
Yes. What the fuck?
What a bad parent.
Oh, it's even worse than it sounds. My daughter, 14, had anxiety problems ever since she was little, but it was not severe. 3 months ago, my daughter changed drastically. She stopped eating, talking to us or her friends, and her marks dropped. British.
Good ear, Josh.
We were really concerned, and her teachers strongly suggested we take her to therapy, which we did, and she was diagnosed with severe depression and social anxiety, which was expected. The therapy sessions looked like they helped her well. In the first month, she already began making progress and started talking to us and her friends again, and is eating whatever her mother is cooking. We were really happy to see this, and every day she would get better and better. The thing is, her marks did not. They are terrible.
So they're from England?
Yeah, they're British.
Yeah. Oh, did you already say that?
He said that.
Oh, shit. I was listening for the baby. So sorry. I thought I was making a joke.
I'll do a voice. The thing is, her marks did not.
Joshua, you know what? I've been working on an accent myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, give me like a sentence to say, and I'll do my accent.
Do you want me to give you a sentence or just you want me to ask you a question? You can answer it.
Either one is fine.
Do you want me to give you a sentence or do you want me to ask you a question? You can answer it.
Either one is fine.
Okay. What's the impression?
What's what impression?
I'm so confused. What's going on? Am I getting duck season, rabbit season?
I don't know what that means.
Erica, say hello. This is Erica, and this is my new impression.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
What was I supposed to say?
I'm Erica, and this is my new impression.
Oh, shit. So sorry. That was gross. Sorry. I'm Erica, and this is my impression.
Is it Toby?
It's pretty good, right?
It's good, right? I've been working so hard on it.
You have to, once you guess it, we'll let you know, but keep guessing when you, just throughout the episode.
Wait, is this like when I had a sore throat the one time and I sounded exactly like the one actor?
Yes. So you just got to figure out the actress or actor.
I don't remember that happening to you. I think you're gaslighting me right now and I don't appreciate it.
No. This accent's so good.
I know, right? I've been working on it for so long and I was a little worried that once like... when I got like the sore throat or whatever and my voice has changed, I was worried I wasn't gonna be able to do it anymore.
Right. So see, because on my end, this is why I'm confused. On my end, the accent is entirely sore throat. So I couldn't imagine what it would sound like without the sore throat. Is this Fran Drescher?
I'm the nanny. Go on.
I don't even remember where the frick I was.
This little kid still can't do math. Turns out it takes a little. You still have to learn after you're undepressed. After you feel a little bit better about yourself.
After you're repressed, the opposite of depressed. The thing is, her marks did not get better. They are terrible, and she ended up barely passing the year. This is what infuriated me and made me cancel her therapy sessions. I know to some it might sound terrible, but paying £120 per session and seeing no progress in her marks makes me feel like I am seriously wasting my money. Well, it does say dollars, but I I feel like it was a typo.
British dollars.
Yeah.
See, you went with are they British? And I was going to say that it depends on how tall they are. Is 120 pounds a lot? I don't know. It depends on how tall they are.
Great. Wonderful joke.
Thank you.
Well, that'll link into the next story, Erica.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Unironically, it does. Paying $120 per session and seeing no progress in her marks makes me feel like I'm seriously wasting my money now that she's returned back to normal. Not only that, but since she really enjoys going to therapy, I think telling her that she needs to get higher marks to continue her therapy sessions will motivate her to study harder and thus score better marks.
No!
My wife and everybody else in the world disagrees with my poor logic, and we have a massive argument because of it, which ended up with her saying that she is going to pay from her money. Which hurt me, since I see my money and her money is ours.
I fucking hate this guy. That's not ridiculous to view your guys' money as one lump sum now as a couple.
That's not the issue.
But this guy fucking sucks.
It is funny how he's like, it was my money to begin with, but now that it's using her money, it's our money?
Yeah.
Like he says, like, she's wasting my money by not getting good marks. But now that my wife is paying it with our money, I'm pissed.
That's very similar to the your fence versus our fence.
Hey, let's keep reading the story, Josh. Let's keep talking along.
Has that been said on the podcast? It had to have been.
We don't need to bring up another Christian and Erica fight because everybody's going to be in the comments saying the MRL piece of shit.
Well, you did get your wife sick intentionally.
It's true.
When we were working out,
time with her.
He also gave Olsen food poisoning.
He did it.
I gave Olsen food that was 4 days old instead of 2 days old.
Is he off milk?
No, I mean we're starting solid.
We're dabbling.
He likes a good hors d'oeuvre. He's a distinguished gentleman. My daughter's also really upset on me and was begging me to keep her therapy sessions, but I think I'm going to stick to this plan. Am I the asshole here?
Yes. What a piece of shit, Dad. Oh my God.
There's so many red flags. This is such a British fucking story. There's so many red flags. Like being like, oh, she's normal now. First off, like
red coats.
Such a red coat story. To label like depressed people as abnormal is fun. Like no need for that. And then to be like, oh, she was struggling with her grades before. Let me put more anxiety and stress onto her as a parent. That'll make her better.
And like, does he not know how grades work? Like they are like ever changing throughout the semester. So it's like she had dog shit grades throughout the rest of the semester. How long did she have to get her grades up? Because if you only gave her fucking a quarter of the semester to get your grades up,
guess what? Enough time.
If you're at a fucking F, you're gonna be at a fucking D. Like,
yeah.
Well, British people don't have Fs.
Oh, if you're at an E, you're gonna be at a D?
No, it's called a Fed in the British alphabet. They don't have Zs or Fs. They got Zs and Feds.
I don't know if I believe you.
H.
You shouldn't.
H.
Okay, and one last one before the break. Let me go to the one that all right. This is from Oft Submitter. Knox. Thanks, Knox.
Oft Submitter. Thanks, Knox.
From Reddit. This is on r/social anxiety.
Ooh.
That's a whoop.
That's a whoop.
That sure is.
Whoop.
The title is, so I finally talked to this girl I've been seeing at the gym for over a year.
Okay.
And it's flared as success. You tell me if it's a success. So I've been going to my local gym for the past 6 years, and for the past year and a half, whenever I go at night, I see this girl. She's about 5 foot even, 95 pounds, and she's always there by herself, which is a little strange because she is so small, and the gym isn't staffed at night. Anyways, she looks kind of tomboyish, but is very pretty and strong for her size.
I don't like the picture this guy's painting, where he's like, I only work out late at night, and it's just me and this tiny, tiny woman alone.
He's like already painting the like savior role in his head for her.
I don't like this.
She looks kind of tomboyish, but is very pretty and strong for her size. I saw her doing the leg extension machine at 110 pounds, which is the same I do it at, and I'm 6'1", 230. So after making up excuses such as, she doesn't want to talk to a guy like me, I'm slightly overweight, I have a bad beard, my mustache doesn't fully connect, I already have a kid and I'm 29, almost 30, I wanted to go to the Renaissance Fair as a fucking adult, like a weirdo.
Well, hang on.
I'm slightly overweight and she's in better shape. She probably thinks I'm a loser. And now I'm thinking, you know what? I don't think she wants any guy talking to her. She's probably a lesbian and would be annoyed at any guy saying something
well,
to her.
No, hang on.
Whoa, what a crazy pivot. You almost had it.
He almost had it.
Was close.
I was like, okay, we're going somewhere. We're going to be proud of this guy. And never mind.
But finally, this Sunday, I got the courage to say something to her as I was leaving. I walked past her and said, hey, how's it going? And she said, good, with a smile on her face.
Success, dog.
I felt so hey, that's all it takes. Riz master. You dude got his fucking riz up.
What does that mean?
That's a whole thing, Erica. You're a mom now. You don't get to be in all the slang.
You don't want our son to have, well, you kind of want him to have riz. You don't want him to talk about having riz, though.
You want him to have respectful riz. Riz just means game. It's short for, it's like a short for charisma.
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt so happy finally saying something to her, and she sounded so nice as well. Wish it didn't take me so long to warm up to people. Now somebody comments, what's with the weight and height descriptions? And they say, oh, I just wanted to point out how brave she was for going out at like 11 o'clock at night to a gym, despite how small she is and how I feel out of her league due to my size. And someone said, that's really weird, man.
Yeah.
It was written like the description of all female characters in a, like a YA novel.
Written by men, yes.
Written by men.
So the guy says, that's really weird. And he replies and says, well, quoting the song Unlovable by the Smiths, and if I seem a little strange, well, that's because I am.
He's got us there. He's got us there, baby. Okay.
So someone said, and how would you react if she rejected you? You don't know this girl. Stop romanticizing and creeping on her. This is so concerning to read as a woman. I wish I could contact this girl and tell her to stop going at night. And then he replied, said, what if she doesn't? What if I end up actually living out the romantic dreams I have had about her? This is also a possibility.
I don't like this. I don't like this one bit, guys. If I can be quite on this episode, if I can be quite frank and honest and open, I don't like this one bit.
Knox said that they had to leave that subreddit because like there was too many like supportive comments, like people being like, good job, man. It's like, this is not a win for social anxiety. You're giving her social anxiety.
Yeah. But I mean, good for, if she's doing a leg extension, you said?
Yeah.
At 110 pounds?
It's crazy.
Which one's a leg extension? Is that where you're lifting like with your calf?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's your, yeah. It's, I think you're lifting your, you're using your quads where you're seated,
like,
and then
like
your,
this is your knee.
Yeah. You're like kicking up your knees. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Think of the force that she can fucking kick with then.
I bet you he would like that.
20 pounds.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying ad break time.
Hey, we'll see you on the other side of this.
Cool, I'm gonna turn on the baby. Goodbye.
This episode brought to you by EarthBreeze.
Hey, here's something you probably never thought about ever. Why does laundry detergent come in massive plastic jugs?
I haven't thought about that.
Who wants that?
Not me.
Those inconvenient, awkward, heavy jugs are filled with messy goo.
Every time I think, ew, goo.
That's up to 90% water in there. It's completely diluted. Breaking news, washing machines already use water. So why should we pay more for it? Not to mention 91% of those goo-filled jugs don't get recycled. That's right, 700 million detergent jugs wind up in our landfills every single year. But it's not like you can just stop doing laundry. So what did I do? Switch to EarthBreeze.
Us too, Josh.
Our new EarthBreeze laundry detergent eco sheets look like dryer sheets, but they're not. They dissolve 100% in any wash cycle, hot or cold. We actually use warm and they dissolve just fine. It couldn't be easier. There's no measuring. There's no mess. You just toss them in.
None of that goo-filled jug.
Mm-mm.
No me saying ew. EarthBreeze has really made the whole concept of detergent better. The packaging is compact, biodegradable, and plastic-free. Their eco sheets are vegan, cruelty-free, and dermatologically tested, and safe for sensitive skins, too. Now's the time to try EarthBreeze, because right now, my listeners, our listeners,
thank you,
the listeners, can subscribe and save 40%.
40%?
Go to earthbreeze.com/judges to get started. That's earthbreeze.com/judges, J-U-D-G-I-E-S, for 40% off.
earthbreeze.com/judges.
Thanks, EarthBreeze.
You know what I need more of in my life?
What's that?
Vitamins and supplements personalized to my needs. And maybe, I don't know, conveniently delivered to my door every single month without me needing to go through that rigmarole of reordering and making sure that I get every single one. I wish there was a product that could do that for me.
Oh my gosh, Joshua.
What's that?
Joshua, have you heard of Care Of?
What's that, Erica Kleckner, co-host of the Judges podcast?
So glad you asked. It is a subscription service that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every single month.
Josh, think about something attainable you want to feel this year.
$1 million.
Like less over scheduling and feeling more grounded?
Sure.
That's probably better than $1 million. Or maybe feeling more accepting and in tune with your body.
Probably not that one.
Okay, well, guess what? Care Of can still help you feel more in control of your health goals this year with personalized guidance, quality products, and encouraging healthy habits so you can see and feel, most importantly, those results.
And what I think is the coolest thing about Care Of, its ingredients are thoughtfully sourced and backed by research so you can feel good about what you're putting into your body. You just take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for a personalized, doctor-backed recommendation, taking the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you.
Wow. Me and all of our wonderful listeners probably can't wait to go and get 50% off of our first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com and entering code JUDGIES50. What was that? Oh, I'll answer, Josh. 50% off your first Care Of order by just going to takecareof.com and enter code JUDGIES50.
Thanks, Care Of.
There's no one-size-fits-all solution when it comes to hair care, and that's because your hair and your hair goals are completely unique. I know personally, especially right now, I am about 6 months postpartum and I'm losing so much hair and it's awful. But thanks to my personalized pros routine, I can honestly say I've never been more in love with my hair. Pros makes custom hair care that is effective because it's personal. using natural ingredients with proven results. Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros starts by asking about my hair goals, aka not losing so much hair, having healthier hair, and softer, shinier, more perfect hair. Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty-free. They are also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral, which I love. If you're not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care that you've had, they will take the products back, no question asked. Listen, Pros is the key to achieving all your hair care goals this year. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today.
Whoa! I just came in for that part. That's a really good deal.
But get out of here. This is for me only. Listen, sweet baby judgy listeners, go to pros, prose.com/judgies, J-U-D-G-I-E-S. That's pros, prose.com/judgies, J-U-D-G-I-E-S, for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off your order. Thanks, Pros.
Thanks, Pros.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, welcome back to this side of the podcast. It's been a week and we're still this sick and wearing the exact same clothes, so
it's crazy.
laundry day lined up, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a job anymore, so I just wear the same thing every day.
I feel that.
That's great. I was eating. I've been wearing the Colts vintage crew neck for the past 3 days since I've been sick. I was eating pizza today and I spilled pizza sauce on it and I was like, fuck, no, I can't wear this for the next 7 days.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah. Working from home kind of rocks because I don't have to shower anymore and I get to wear the same clothes every day and I don't even have to make my bed or feel good about myself.
Yesterday I did get hit again. It's because we're sick. I think I showered Thursday night. And then yesterday I didn't shower Friday. So then yesterday it was like 5 p.m. and it wasn't even like the rest of my body that was just like gross, but I was wearing a hat and I took it off and just like the grease smell of my hair. I was like, I got to take a shower right now. This is disgusting. It's probably just filled with like sweat and
it is gross when you smell a part of your body where it's like that part doesn't normally stink. Like yeah. It's one thing to like smell your like armpits or like your private bits, but like oh.
Do those normally stink for you?
And this next story was sent in by off submitter Angela. Do we know an Angela?
I don't know a single Angela.
Huh. Yes. Oh, is that the bit?
Yeah, it's of course Salatar.
Yeah.
My 3-year-old son escaped and was found naked close to a major highway. And I was on my way back from work when this happened. Where was dad? In the house playing League of Legends.
Divorce.
He's got to grind, baby. You got to grind up.
He's stuck in gold. He needs to get the plat. He's
stuck in gold.
That was the absolute last straw among the long list of offenses he did. I have 2 children. My daughter is 7 and my son is 3. Both have autism. I don't know if that becomes important. My husband seems to prioritize his video games more than our children, and it makes me angry. Years ago, it was just a one-off. Sorry, I completely forgot situations, which didn't happen nearly as frequently as the now. It started in the middle of lockdown, where I have to work longer hours than usual. We're both gamers. Sometimes I'll play a little game when I'm off work.
I'll dabble.
I'm a nurse that works 12-hour shifts. Sometimes a little gaming from time to time won't hurt. But this man. Erica, you want to hit him with a this man?
this man.
If he's not working, that's amazing. As I'm glad you incorporated your impression into it.
Oh yeah, I've told you I've been working on it.
if he's not working, he's gaming. Doesn't matter when he has two small children to look after. He'll put on Netflix for them and lock himself in his room. He missed our
daughter's- locking yourself in the room with children,
especially how young they
pretty
are.
Wild. That's pretty insane.
When the oldest one is only 7, like it'd be one thing if they were like 16.
Yeah.
He missed our daughter's talent show because of his raid nights and WoW, and I didn't find out until after the school called saying he's still in school and reminded my husband to attend and be there for her. He wasn't. When my daughter was 4, he racked up at least $480 of late pickup fees, $60 for every 15 minutes past 6 p.m. she's not picked up, because he forgot to pick up our daughter from daycare, and I had to pick her up in the middle of my shift, take her home, and give him an earful and made him pay for it.
That's a lot of fucking late fees.
For one day.
So that's 1 day. So that's, was that 4 hours? Then that can't be.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I lost count of the number of times I cut off the Wi-Fi in the house, and at one point straight up canceled the internet because I was tired of his nonsense. The only time
you
the
gotta
kids
do have, what you gotta do.
The only time the kids have anything healthy to eat was when I'm making them dinner. Husband will order pizza and Chinese or anything that can be delivered via Uber Eats. I've already told him to stop doing it since both kids are already gaining weight. I mean, there's nothing wrong with someone, I don't know, maybe a 28-year-old guy eating pizza and Chinese food and gaining a little bit of weight.
Yeah, but you're not a 7-year-old.
Not anymore. I was.
That is true. Are I can't sure? prove that.
I hope so. The absolute last straw was when my 3-year-old son escaped our house when I was at work, naked and at 9 p.m. at night. This was the second time he escaped. We were both home. And since then, I installed multiple alarms on every door in the house. He even had a wristband on with our phone number. We live in rural Florida. We were very close to swamps and highways.
Oh, God.
I received a call from a cop saying they found him near the freeway. I gave him the address and rushed straight home. Cop outside my home with the son in the back seat. Cop said he knocked on the door and no one answered. Meanwhile, I can hear the alarms going off. Husband's car is in the driveway. He's home. I get inside. What do I find? My husband behind closed doors playing League of Legends. I cut off the internet and hid the router, and that's when he came out and literally said to me, "What the fuck?" I told him to go outside. Cop wants to talk to him. After a brief conversation with the cop, sent my son to his room, and then we have another separate conversation. Husband said that he already put both kids to bed before getting on to play. I told him the same thing I tell him 30 times. If you're watching the kids, the game is off. Period. Since it's come to the point where our own son could have been kidnapped or killed, it's over. I told him to pack his bags and leave. Anyone who would endanger their own child over a video game has a serious problem. I suggested he see a therapist. I love him, and I really want to make this marriage work for the very least our kids. I'm seriously considering filing for separation while I consider the options. I just learned that Florida does not have separation clauses, so I'm going to contact a lawyer this week and discuss options for divorce.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got to get a divorce. This is ridiculous.
I also would petition in that divorce that this man cannot be with his children unsupervised.
That should have... I'm surprised the cops... I mean, with a huge grain of salt. How do you not immediately get, like, a investigation to be like, how did you let that happen?
Yeah.
Like, that dad shouldn't be around the kids. That's neglect. That's just straight neglect.
Were they white?
I mean, they're... Florida. They play League. I don't know what that means. Don't come at me. Is the League's player base white in America? I don't know. I don't play League. I get laid.
But getting lenient treatment from the police?
Yeah.
Probably white.
Yeah. Not ideal, huh?
Insane. How can you sit through alarms going off in your house?
You got the gaming headphones on.
There's no way he could hear it.
I guess. Man.
You pop these suckers on, I ain't hearing shit.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, and that's the thing, too. Like,
I got my Turtle Beaches on.
Sorry, Olsen was coming into frame, had to shoo him away.
No,
Hey,
cats are fighting. like, because Christian's hard of hearing, so he puts his headphone in the ear that he can hear the best out of, which makes sense.
Yeah,
but then he still can't really hear like what's going on around the rest of the world. So, like tonight, if like I have one headphone out so that I can hear if Olsen's crying.
Yeah,
but even with one headphone off, Christian still wouldn't be able to hear him, and that's not to any fault of, you know, his own, obviously, but. With that being said, like, if you're home alone and you're watching your child, you need to actually be watching your fucking child.
Yeah.
You need to be focused on keeping your child alive.
Yeah. It's pretty insane.
I wonder.
But that was that everything about that with you being hard of hearing was to say, like, if you know that you have to be in charge of keeping our child alive,
swimming, gaming,
you're not going to put headphones in.
Well, what if I want to play Fall Guys?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you wouldn't put headphones in if you were here with Olsen by yourself.
But it's not the same without the background music. They paid a lot of money to have a real good soundtrack.
I wonder if, with how bad of a person or bad of a father this guy seems to be, if, like, his wife putting up the alarms and stuff almost made him more likely to do that. You know what I mean? Because he's probably like, oh, there's alarms. There's no way the kid will get out now.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Maybe he was just bad the whole time.
Well, no, I bet that did, like, add to it, to being like, oh, now they'll know not to go out now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's crazy, huh? So them being autistic didn't have anything to do with it. So that was a
no.
That feels like a was it like I'm a, what's the meme of like I'm a not an autistic mom, like mom and a, like my son is autistic, and then they just like treat it like it's the
a disease
end of the world. Yeah,
yeah. Did you not just send me a TikTok on this today?
I think Joe did. But yeah,
it's like yeah, it's like the parents of kids with autism where they're like
yeah,
I'll be like.
Or autism.
I'm the number one supporter of Autism Speaks. We're going to eradicate all these little fuckers. And it's like, whoa, what is going on here?
All right. We're going back to a tried and true listener submission, the original, which means, of course, we're going to play another listener submitted sound. This
yes.
one from our good friend Andrew Pendragon. now, Andrew is a little perturbed. Can I say that?
Good word. Yeah, I like that word.
Over what, I wonder.
So here we go.
Yo, 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 it's Dragon on the mic. I wrote down my entire famous spaghetti sauce recipe and put it as a 5-star review for the judges on Apple Podcasts like I should. But you wouldn't know that because they haven't said nothing about it to nobody. So I wrote this beat instead to diss them. Yep, this is a diss track. Hope you got some aloes, you piss baby, because this is going to burn. Erica, you get too political sometimes. Okay, let's just dial it down just a bit. Just a bit. Other than that, love you guys. You're great. Keep it up, okay?
That was great. As
always, a wonderful, wonderful submission from Andrew.
Oh, we got burned.
He says, also, I meant to say... My TikTok is Ink Scale Dragon, all one word. I post my songs there sometimes, but mostly just goofs. You don't got to shout me out or anything. I'll bleep that. But I thought you guys might get some chuckles and yuckles. Love you guys for real. Thank you, Andrew, for the absolute roasting. I checked. It was a couple months ago. He did just straight up post a bolognese sauce recipe. As a review. Yeah.
And saying that, it's his recipe, too.
Well, what's funny about it is I posted a TikTok over on @HoshJaySmith on TikTok. And he commented like, Josh, what did you think of my spaghetti sauce? And I was just like, it's good. And then I didn't understand what he was talking about. Now I know.
I saw the comment too. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like,
now I know.
It's got to be some kind of weird inside joke going on here.
Can I get, for our listener submitted story, a single mom in near mid 30s?
Reba. Her name's Reba.
It has to be Reba.
Seeing a mom who works too. Is that the impression? Have you been doing, Erica?
Heart of a liar.
Christian nailed it.
Please don't mention my name for obvious reasons.
So sorry, Reba.
I'm a single mom in my near mid 30s with a 5-year old. There is no boyfriend in the picture. Let me get the title of this, I guess, should say is Breeding Kink.
Okay. Them or the person they're going to be discussing?
Okay, hey. I literally thought you were going to say them or the child, and I was going to be so mad at you.
Why would he say
that? I'm so glad you didn't say it.
I'm very glad you didn't say that. Would have been. Shame on you, Christian, for even almost. Yeah. What the fuck, bud? So here it is. I'm a single mom in my near mid-30s with a 5-year-old. There is no boyfriend in the picture. I haven't been with anyone since my child was a newborn, and I left his dad for bad reasons. Like, he was a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
He liked League of Legends a little too much.
But my period has been starting to indicate signs of possible premenopause, and you still can get pregnant while you're going through premenopause. I have been debating on if I wanted to have another kid and have settled on the fact that this is probably my last chance. So that being said, I took to a dating app and posted my profile as follows. Searching for someone who is into breeding kinks. Occupation, baker, parentheses, hee-hee. I assume that was an Erica reference.
No, baker as in like she's got the oven.
Yeah, but the hee-hee. That's a very, you always go hee-hee when it's something's funny. Like right now. Looking for someone. Excuse me, Christian. What's up?
Classic gut buster.
Looking for
someone to plant.
Looking for someone to plant a seed and walk away. No questions, no rights, no gender reveal, no follow-ups, etc. Do you know how to make buns? Send me a message. There is a screening process and not all applicants will be addressed. Most people will not be contacted. Serious people only, please. No sexting. Okay, so that's what Reba put up on their dating profile. First of all, immediately received a bunch of responses. I weeded through the weird ones. Yes, I know this is weird too, but women pay thousands of dollars for this and I'm DIYing on a budget. It's very, very...
Resourceful.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah, she's a single mom who works two jobs, Josh. She doesn't have really the time to be messing around
with in vitro fertilization.
That shit's expensive.
I think it is more ethical than someone else might do who wants a baby, i.e. poke holes in condoms, go to the bar, etc. I mean, yes, it's definitely more ethical than that. Because in this case you're asking for consent and the other times you're not. I have narrowed it down to a man with good looks, good family medical history, clean, seemed genuinely interested in the task at hand, and emotionally mature enough to know what he's getting into.
Okay.
He has a breeding kink, hence the interest, and asked questions back for the welfare of the unborn bakery item, so he seems like a good fit. But the rub... He already has children. They're in their teens. He himself is divorced and would have no knowledge or contact of child. The children would be technically his children would technically be siblings with mine, but would never know unless they did a DNA test. We will not be exchanging names or addresses. I will tell my child in simpler terms how they came to be when older, but I would not even have the information to share of who the father is.
Okay.
Now, it's really not my business. I don't owe anything to the other children, but I also sort of feel bad. Is it immoral to go through with this and only think of what I want and not the future of their siblings' relations? Also, is this crazy?
No. What? Like, it's no different than if this person didn't have children at first, had this child with you, and then... they went on and got married and had kids later. Like, what difference does it make?
That's why I picked this story, because I think it's an interesting enough... I think you're going about it in a pretty good way.
Yeah.
I mean, relatively.
I would agree.
But why is that holding you up? Like you said, Erica, like, that this part being the holdup is strange to me.
Yeah.
Especially with how much older they are. Like, they're probably never going to cross paths.
Well...
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the potential hang up is, let's say his kids, his current existing kids, do like a 23andMe. And now their DNA is in the database. And then this person's kid, years down the line, does a 23andMe later, as forcibly mandated by the government at that time. It's going to show that they're half siblings. And so now they have a direct line of contact to who the father is. Whereas I assume what the listener wants is like no line of contact.
I mean, I guess. Yeah. But also it's, I would kind of say it's the kid's right. At some point, if they want to have contact with their parent, they can.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation. I do think she's going about it a smart way, but it is, you know, as an outsider looking in, it is like kind of strange. But yeah. Hey, man.
I also think that even if you, like I said, you didn't go with this person, that could happen sometime in the future anyway.
Yeah, I don't think the odds change at all.
Yeah.
You can't guarantee that this person that you're going to hook up with for this purpose isn't going to do that again with somebody else.
Right.
Or isn't going to settle down and have a child with somebody and raise that child. Like, it, there's no guarantee that this is going to be the only kid with one person.
There's always going to be some sort of quote unquote risk in that regard.
Yeah.
But I liked it. Nice, innovative. That's the word I was looking for. Innovative, resourceful, like really great on you to, if you want to do it, take it into your own freaking hands.
Sure.
P.S.
Grassroots movement here.
It might be more of a ass tro turf. P.S. I cannot. Sorry, that was a gut buster. I'm sorry, Erica. No. I know you said not to.
No. I was about to boo, but then I had to cough and I lost my breath.
AstroTurf is what Astro Boy's mom grows up to be. I don't know. You know the game character Astro Boy? Or is that a TV show?
It's a TV show.
I don't know what you're talking about.
AstroTurf, we all understand. I cannot. P.S. I cannot adopt as a single person. It's not allowed where I live, or else that's what I would be doing. Adopting is also very expensive, so.
Adoption is very expensive.
All right, here we go. Last one. This is another listener-submitted story. I don't have another listener-submitted sound ready to go. Unless you want me to play one.
No, it's fine. It's whatever.
Let me.
But don't, because then you're going to go through our entire pool. I've been begging people for the last, like, six episodes.
We have so many. We have so many sound submissions. There's no way we're going to get through all of them. You know what? This one's been waiting for a while. Should I do Teo's?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear that little fucker.
All right. Okay. So soundboard, bringing in Teo. All right. And this is a listener submitted sound from Teo. We get three this episode. That's a
we love crazy. That.
From Teo.
I almost feel like I can feel the vibrations of that cat purring in my ear right now.
Erica, don't turn around. There's a cat right behind you.
Actually, there might be. Oh! Hold on, my legs.
Oh.
Oh, what was that noise? That one was kind of hot.
George, say hello to the people.
And that's how I feel every time you upload a new podcast.
Thank you, Teo.
I feel like
Teo.
You could do some like ASMR videos.
Thanks, Teo.
That was good.
We don't need Here's to inflate George. Teo's ego more. He's the one who got us freaking sick.
Teo, if you got me sick, I'm going to find you. I'm going to kick your freaking ass.
Okay. Oh, did I accidentally close? Fuck. Hang on. I accidentally closed the story.
Control shift T.
Oh, you don't think I don't know how to think that I don't know how to do that? Oh.
Yeah, be quicker than that.
Oh, wait. I remember what I searched to find it. What a mess this episode is.
I'm glad I'm not editing it. Editor, throw in. He's so glad he's not editing it.
You fucking asshole. Remembers that he's not editing it, and then just let me make you do something. Salmonella. How do you spell salmonella? All right. So this person emailed us and said, "Hey, I sent you a fucking story a long time ago, and I really want you to read it. So fucking read it. And they were like, I hope it comes up in one of those episodes that you do the search keyword. And they said, here's a hint, salmonella. And I was like, no one's going to say salmonella.
Well, fuck. Now the next time we do that, I'm only going to guess infectious diseases.
Well, Erica, salmonella is an infectious disease?
It is.
Erica, do you want to guess an infectious disease right now and see if you can get one for one?
Salmonella?
Wow, one for one. This one is from... They don't say if I can say their name. This one's from, can I get a person who's married to their college sweetheart, female?
Linda.
Hi, judges.
Hello.
Hi, Linda.
Obligatory pleasantries, of course, but you already know that if I'm taking the time to email you, I love your podcast and you all, especially my fellow tall lady, Josh. Yada, yada. Oh, Rick, sorry. I don't see too good. I hope this story is as amusing for you as it is embarrassing for me.
This is the kind of stories we love.
The title is Cookie Bra Gave My Husband Salmonella.
Okay.
Now, I have not
read this. This sounds hot.
I have not read this story, Linda, so if it sucks, that's on you, bud. You can't, if you email us months later and say read it and it's not a good story, you're banned from the podcast.
We're finding you and we're going to kick your ass.
I'm putting a lot of faith into you here, Linda. My husband and I have been together for 7 years and we started dating in college when we were 19 and 20, respectively. We were also each other's first partners and had roughly 6 to 7 years of repressed sexual energy between the two of us that needed to be released in those early days, particularly.
Okay, Linda.
Backing up a bit.
Okay, wait. We got to rename them because my grandma is Linda. And I didn't know this was going to be a sex thing. So like,
Linda's fucking hard.
We need to give her a new name.
Sorry.
Belinda.
This train's Belinda.
Okay.
And we'll just act like we've been mumbling it the whole time.
All right.
Backing up a bit, I grew up really sheltered.
Okay, Belinda.
And okay, Linda, just really quiet though. In the church and all that, and was still in the cult that was student ministry in college when this story occurred. But I was and have been an avid fan fiction reader since I was a freshman in high school. Naturally, a very guilty pleasure. To put it James bluntly, I'd been reading Edward and Bella Smut for almost 5 years without anyone to execute it with, and god damn it if I didn't want to do it all. I have been recently, Aurora, because I'm sick, I've been having, you know those dreams that you have where it feels like you're in a movie?
Yeah.
So I was having one of those dreams, like, I think it was yesterday where you were taking a nap, and Aurora was like, what's wrong? You're shaking a ton I was like twitching a ton, and I was like, I woke up and I said, I'm sorry, I can't have a dream about beating up vampires. I just like, that's what you were dreaming about. And so now, the past day, I've been saying, Bella, where you been, Loca? Aurora doesn't like it.
That's a gut buster. That's a certified Josh classic gut buster.
I just woke up, and I was angry at her, was the funnier part. I was like, I was just about to beat the bad guy. Okay.
Can't be up a couple vampires in my dream.
I think I was like a Batman type. But I did come up with this really cool, scary concept for vampires where, like, instead of them biting your neck, they sort of bite over your head and their teeth go into your eyeballs.
Okay. So like,
isn't that kind of gross and cool?
It's fine.
I mean, their jaws really got to unhinge quite a bit.
They unhinge. Well, one of these occasions, I decided I wanted to try food play, but... we didn't have any of the fucking normal things that you'd do, like chocolate syrup or whipped cream. So we went with what we did have, which was a colossal 1-pound tube of Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough. And what does one do with when presented with such an opportunity? You make a cookie dough bra out of it. I balled that shit up, half of the lube on each tit.
Half of the tube?
Tube, yes.
That makes so much more sense.
It's like, why are you lubing it? Oh, my bra keeps slipping off. I balled that shit up, half of the tube on each tit, and formed the crude shape of two bra cups. I channeled my inner fan fiction slut and indicated that he should eat them off of me.
Okay.
My body.
That's a lot of cookie. Can I just say that? That's a lot of cookie dough to have.
Listen, you gotta eat the cookie if you're gonna get the nookie.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Erica, with the classic.
Or whatever Limp Bizkit said.
The classic Limp
Bizkit. Shove it up your. Yeah.
And what does one do? Blah, 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 blah. My body heat started to melt the dough/chocolate chip heap on my chest, and I could tell pretty quickly as he tried to eat the dough that this was very, very wrong. But God bless him, he kept it up through one cup before he tapped out. The strat definitely would have been nipples first and then see where you can get.
You think, yeah, you just eat off a little bit and like the rest is getting ripped off. You rip it off and try to make that hot somehow.
Fortunately, we were definitely able to laugh about it immediately and write it off as fucking terrible idea that should have never been repeated again. Uh-huh. But it came back to bite us in the ass one last time. We end up getting horrible food poisoning from the whole affair. To this day, my husband brings it up probably every 6 months when I say shit like, I have this really amazing idea. And then he'll just look at me and say, cookie, bro.
That's actually really funny. It's very inside good. Joke to have.
It really is.
And now
cute.
We have it. We stole it from you.
Cookie, bro.
We're in on the joke. It's no longer inside.
Anyway, sorry for the super long email, but feel free to judge me as much as you like because I judge me every day. Also, don't mind if you use my first name on the pod. God fucking damn it, Josh. God damn it, Josh. Fuck you, Josh, if you choose to read it. Love you guys and always be plugging. Sheesh.
Belinda.
Jessica.
You were really close with Belinda.
P.S. You were my top podcast on Spotify Wrapped this year.
Hell yeah.
That was December 1st, 2021. Oh, wait. They're like a really original listener. Like, that was before we popped off. That was this. I wonder if Jessica found us because that was around the time when.
Jake Amir.
Yeah. They were, Jessica, you were one of our first 100 listeners.
Jessica, I really hope that you're still around, right? Because didn't you say she emailed you again, like, listened or read my fucking story?
Yeah. Yeah. She emailed saying, search Sal Mandela.
I mean, I sort of gave her a bad, like, she was nice about it. I was sort of hamming it up for the freaking comedy of it all.
But it was recent, right, that she sent that? So she's still listening.
Five days ago, I recently subscribed to y'all's Patreon page, and I haven't gotten a Discord link yet. Where should I be looking for it? And we never responded. P.S. I sent a story in December 2021. I hope y'all do a Gmail search episode soon, because I'm sure that's the only way it'll possibly be under to this point. Jessica, I'm emailing you back right now with the link. If you sign up for the Patreon, there's a pinned post that has the Discord link on it. I'll eventually someday fix it to where it should be better. But there is a pinned post with the link, or you can message us on Patreon, and at a minimum once every 2 weeks, I message people.
I don't look at the messages. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Every time I'm uploading something, I'll also.
I didn't realize this was a responsibility. I didn't know.
Well, I sort of do a lot of things for the podcast. I guess I didn't know. I just didn't know
I had to be an active, participant in our social media presence and fan base line of communication kind of deal.
I feel like this is being very passive aggressive towards me because I don't do any of that shit.
Well, now we're bringing you into it. Why aren't you doing any of that shit?
Yeah, the Kleckners sort of don't pull their fair share. Is that enough to say?
I'm starting to feel like that a lot.
You know, I pull in the fans, and that's really the heaviest weight. So,
Erica, I will amend your. I feel like because I do all of the work, I pull in the fans. You keep them here.
Okay.
Speaking of,
I will agree with all that.
If you're a new fan, considering we've gained 12,000 Instagram followers in the past 17 days. Welcome. We're not always COVID brained, but we will be for the next like 2 months.
They're going to be a little silly goofy for the next couple episodes.
We'll be silly That's goofy. Fine. We'll name ourselves Ulipsis S. Crapt and Rickerford B. Haves on the goddamn video call we're doing.
Can the fans see that? Can the watchers watch it?
No. That's just for us, baby. Oh.
That was just a little funny. And mine is still a holdover from Fridge Pod.
On time, Josh.
Because I was on time.
You'll piss CSS crap and Rickerford behaves.
Oh, behaves.
put that on my gravestone.
Austin Powers meeting Rutherford. Oh, behaves.
Oh wait, if that's a
Austin Powers.
Awesome. Thank you, COVID brain. If that's an off.
She can't listen to this then.
Thank you. I can't put that on my gravestone if it's what that guy said.
But you know what will go on your gravestone, Erica?
What?
Where they can find us online at our socials.
If you guys put that on my gravestone, I'm going to be so pissed.
It's in the contract. You should have read the contract.
Always be plugging, Ricky.
You can find us on all of our social media, and that's at Joshua, why are you laughing at me?
I feel so bad for you.
We just really like your new accent that you've been doing.
Thank you. I've been working really hard on it, actually.
Fuck, it's Rutherford Behaves.
You finally caught on.
Anyway, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Twitch and YouTube and Patreon and...
That's fine.
The internet. And that's at Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod.
And Christian, you're not a very good vocal like impressionist, but you did dress up as Ulysses S. Grant in that, assuming they didn't have good proper grooming, and that's why your beard is so bad.
Boo.
Josh, just because I can't smell doesn't mean my feelings can't get hurt.
Of course not. I wouldn't assume that at all. can I tell you about a joke I did?
Let's hear it.
We're watching
before we leave.
We don't have the outro song, so while I'm pulling that, I got one of these clickers from a job I was working. It's one of the, for all you audio listeners, it's one of the clickers that like umpires use to like count stuff, or like if you work retail, it's to like take inventory. It's one of these ones. And we've been watching Love Island, and on the new season, Aurora and I were sitting here, and I was like, Aurora, I'm going to click this every time I accidentally look at somebody's boobs, and then went. It fucking killed. It brought down the house. Thoughts, Erica?
Classic Josh Gutbuster.
It's a classic Gutbuster. How much do I wonder it perturbs the fans? Because I get these comments all the time when I make content like tweets or TikToks, and they say, I feel bad for Aurora. It's got to piss off everybody that Aurora thinks I'm hilarious. Like, I'm sorry to break it to you. My girlfriend loves my jokes.
You guys got to really be punching the fucking air when you find out that these jokes are really for her. And that the judges love you.
We do.
Three, four.
There's a delay. There's a delay. Bye. Bye, fuckers.
Hopefully my voice is back by the next episode.
We're all going to be sick.
Bye. Have a good
forever.
Week.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.